Lady to Lady Moxon is kindly with us, and not surprisingly, she has taken umbrage at this decision to dismantle Te Aho Whaiora. So she and also another claimant, Janice Cooker, have filed an application for an urgent hearing into the Crown's intention to disestablish Te Aho Whaiora. That's been lodged with the Waitangi Tribunal. Of course, Lady Te Reiti is the Managing Director of Kirikiri Rōs Te Kōhao Health and also is the Chair of the National Urban Māori Authority. And the Y1315 original Rōpū claimant filed the latest claim, Y3307, alongside Janice Cooker. Thanks for joining us, Lady Te Reiti. Kia ora,
kia ora,
kia ora, tēnā koe. Well, look, under urgency, we're just before Christmas. You've lodged the claim, and I respect you for doing that. I think it's the least we can do at this stage. How are you anticipating this is going to play out? What are you hoping for?
Well, we wanted to get it in this night of Christmas. On Wednesday, the Crown is expected to respond to our claim, our statement of claim. And so we will know after that, hopefully this side of Christmas again, whether or not the Waitangi Tribunal will hear us under urgency. I can't see how they can't really hear us, because this is imminent, you know, if we don't do something about it now and if it's not heard now. So I think, and also Ngāi Te Rangi has also filed the claim of urgency, mō te reo. So, you know, I don't think that this government is going to get an easy ride from the things that they're trying to do to us, you know, and these anti-Māori policies that they have put out, which have really, really been you know, dismissive of our participation in the decisions that concern us.
Well, Ngāi Te Rangi are looking at the reo in their tribunal claim. What's the basis of your claim to the tribunal? How's it worded?
Basically, it follows on from the fact that the Waitangi Tribunal recommended the setting up of a Māori Health Authority, and it comes in as part of our response to the inequities that have plagued us and continue to plague us in terms of dying 7 years younger than other our counterparts, and you know that we on average have the poorest health statistics, and we are twice as likely to die from preventable diseases and twice as likely to face discrimination in health and less likely to be referred to for diagnostics. So those are the things that really are what that claim is about, because it is about Māori mana motuhake by Māori for Māori. And it's also about partnership, you know, participating in the health system in a way that actually whakamana the knowledge and the culture, our culture and our knowledge and our tikanga that a lot of these other government departments don't have, and if they do, it's not embedded, and that's what we want to do. That's what Te Aho Whaiora was all about.
Tēnā koe, can you talk about your involvement in the Waitangi Tribunal's Health Services and Outcomes Kaupapa Inquiry and its relationship to Te Aho Whaiora?
Well, that Outcomes Inquiry was really about those inequities. The thing about Te Aho Whaiora, which is different, is that this is the first time that actually the Te Tiriti o Waitangi has been realised in terms of government departments. You know, we've had Māori Affairs, right? We've had Māori Affairs, but this is the first time we've actually had a Māori service that's there for us, and that inquiry was all about that. It was all about the inequities and the transformation, looking at transformational change that was going to bring about better outcomes for us and better outcomes for our children and a better outcomes for those who are chronically ill and are waiting on operations and so on and so forth. So it's a hard yakka, I've got to say. We're just fighting all the time.
There appears a very bullish attitude from this coalition government, bearing in mind the substantial changes they want to weave into legislation across their first 100 days, meeting under urgency to effect that. It does also bring into light, I guess, the fact that the Waitaki Tribunal only has recommendatory powers and no binding powers on the government. Does that frustrate you?
What it has done, though, has been a beacon, really, for Te Tiriti jurisprudence, and has been picked up, as you know, in the High Court. So it is in the fabric of this country, and you can't take that away. Even if they're saying, you know, if we take out every reference to Te Tiriti or Waitangi or its principles in every piece of legislation, it's not going to make it go away. It's going to continue. And that's why it's important that we highlight this to the government. You know that Pai Order Act? We worked hard, very hard, to have the principles that came out of the Hauora claim put into that Act. And we worked hard to have those things recognised from the Waitangi Tribunal. So the Waitangi Tribunal does have influence. And whether the government wishes to take it up or not is another thing. But quite often, they will ignore it if it's too much in the hard basket.
Would you be considering High Court action as well?
Yes, we will be considering all our options, and we definitely are looking at that.
You filed an urgent claim. Has there been any response so far from the tribunal? How likely is it that they will talk this one through in the next week or so?
Hopefully, this side of Christmas, and we're hoping that we'll know whether or not we've got urgency. So Wednesday is when the Crown provides its response, and then after that the tribunal will sit to see whether or not this should go into urgency for next year, because the first 100 days, of course, is completed in March, and so we've got a bit of a tight time frame to get these things through. But they've still got to set up a select committee. They've still got to work together with cabinet, and then have the three readings. So they're working at pace, basically, to get this thing through.
There are many of us have great respect for your stance, your principled stance on behalf of us, Te Tiriti. But as I've touched on before, it does come with some risk, doesn't it? And I just, for the mahi that you've been doing for years with Te Kōrero Health, with the Urban Māori Authority mahi, you're prepared to take the risks. I say that risk because, you are reliant, as many of our Māori kaupapa are, on funding streams, and they can be compromised too. If you put your head above the parapet, you're prepared to take that risk.
Well, we have to. If we don't take that risk, we will go backwards in time, 100 years. We're not going backwards. We've come too far not to go further. Isn't that the pepeha of Tāhenare? I just think that we've got to take the risk, and every hauora is in this with us. Every hauora in this country knows what it means to have something that is really very important, is this kaupapa, that actually supports us in what we're doing. It helps us to do what we would like to do in terms of our own moi moia. See, one day I'd like us to have a hospital and run a hospital. I'd like us to do, that was the dream of Te Puia. Te Puia wanted a hospital, Princess Te Puia, and she had her sight set on Turanga Waiwai to put a hospital there. And at the 11th hour, they pulled the plug. So that moi moia is still there. So we have a much more work to do to, in order to really bring about the kinds of services, the kinds of solutions that we need for ourselves.
Tēnā koe. And, okay. Well, we're going to have to stand our ground again. We've done it before, and we will do it into the future. Lady Tulati Moxon joining us from Kirikiri Law. All the best, Fire, for the summer. There's much work to be done in the new year. Ngā manaaki, kia tangi kia koe. Thanks again, Tulati. Thank you.